that's interesting, that remark about Mr. Burroughs staying with you.
Well, he used to come along and drink with us and eat with us.
And did he think Ceylon was ready for full self-government?
Well, I think he mustn't have, yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, were there any... What were the obstacles as such? What did he consider the obstacles?
I don't think he had any great objection to it. He was, of course, very keen on cooperation and the cooperative society. And I think he was a good down-to-earth, practical man, although he didn't make a very successful job of it in Calcutta after he went to Bengal government.
Uh-huh. And he was a practical man, was he?
Yes.
And Breeze, what sort of man was he?
Well, I didn't see very much of him, but he was in Welsh University.
Do you think that Solbury dominated the commission as such, or was it a team effort?
I think Rees might have been a yes man, but so yes, he must have run as well. He must have dominated.
Because you say it has got his name, and I was wondering whether it has been a bit unfair by the rest of the commission.
Oh, I know. No. But, I think they did a very good job of it themselves.
Yes.
I mean, if it had to have self-government. I mean,
what was your attitude after coming out of the war? Did you think that should have given them full independence, or did you think that...
And so on.
Yes, in 1946.
Well, I left because I left in policy. I left before they got it.
No, I was wondering whether you could sort of put your mind back and remember what you thought about it then.
No, I don't know. I don't think it made any great difference whether they got full independent or not. After all, they had everything. They're completely independent except for the administration, except for defence.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was practically...
And yes, and of course, Governor General had one or two reserve
power. Yes, which he seldom ever exercised. I don't think that it made any great difference. It made any more than... I mean, it's like Rhodesia, isn't it?
Yes.
We've had 98% independence in the last 20 years. And Ceylon had... for quite some years, but it was 15 years that it gradually got become more or less independent. And the only thing we thought about was that the salaries of the expatriates wasn't sufficiently high, because we all had to run two homes.
Yes, I see, yes.
But that was the same whether they had independence or not. Except that there was always a growing every year, the battle royal, about providing passages for Europeans and for Europeans.
Oh, yes, that was vetoed regularly in council.
Yes, yes.
I mean, not passed in council.
And that's the only reserve power the governor used, I think. Well, practically the only one. And there was this trouble with banks and policemen.
And Jagger, what was the trouble?
Yeah, Well, my memory's a bit hazy, but I believe it wasn't about deporting someone.
Brace Girdle?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I see.
Deporting Brace Girdle. But then...
And what did the commission find about Banks and Jazza?
I don't know, but I gather that Banks wasn't, he wasn't a very good commissioner of police. Was he?
Well, he wasn't diplomatic, or was he?
I mean, he was honest or efficient, as far as I know.
Oh, I see. He has died fairly recently, I think.
Yes.
End of interview. Comments on interview made on the 28th November 1965. While I am greatly obliged to Mr. Weir for great trouble he took in driving me up and down over rather icy roads, the interview as a whole I consider of relatively little value. Not that it was of no value at all. There was, for instance, quite well some information on a variety of matters, particularly relating to irrigation. But on the whole, Mr. Weir, as he was then, in 1965, seemed to have a little depth and perception. He was hardly conscious of the tape, and I would not worry too much on this account. I don't think he was speaking for effect. He had a singular lack of interest in political matters. There was, for instance, hardly any thought given to the Donoghue Constitution, and the only thing he seemed to be worried about to remember there was a question regarding passage allowances to European officers. Again, he, for instance, he did not like Sir he had a grievance against Sir John Cotlawala for not making him head of irrigation in 1946 or 45. I would incline to think, therefore, that he's judgment of men to should not be greatly relied on. That is because of his lack of interest in political matters and lack of depth in some of the answers given. Regarding his knowledge of the peasant, I would not here again rely solely on his evidence unless confirmed by some other source. To say this, however, is not to reflect on his technical ability.